T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tuesday afternoon at 1010 Winds, and if you had COVID, you might be among the many, many people who lost their sense of smell. Joining us live on the 1010 Winds newsline, Sue Phillips, who works in a perfume shop in the city and knows her way around designer scents, but can also help you if you have this ailment. Sue, nice to be with you. I envy your job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So, okay. You were the person who helped people smell beautiful perfumes, Tiffany, Lancome. But during the pandemic, some people came to you and said, I have trouble regaining my sense of smell. So how precisely do you help them?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Yes, one of the symptoms of COVID is obviously loss of sense of smell and taste. And somebody came to me and they said, look, I've lost my sense of smell for 13 months. And can you help me? And I said, well, there are no guarantees. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a chemist. But I do know the power of perfume. In fact, I just wrote my book called The Power of Perfume. And in it, I talk about the incredible complex ingredients that we use, and so that people can try and connect the olfactive system with their limbic system. And I take them on a fragrance journey. I show them a multitude of different fragrances, 18 to be precise, and they span the whole range of, you know, fresh and floral and woodsy and spicy. And suddenly, depending on what time of the journey they're in, they might be able to actually smell one of the ingredients, and
wow,
a light goes off. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is such a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And very powerful and very emotional.
Yeah. So let me jump in for a second. I don't really know my olfactory from my limbic. I'm not a scientist, but like, what sorts of scents would help me regain my sense of smell? Is it something oaky? Is it something flowery? Is it something citrusy? What helps?
You know, any and all of them, truthfully. There is no one fragrance for one person. It just depends on what connects, as you know, as I said, with the olfactory system to the limbic system, and with the olfactory bulb to the limbic system. And what happens is it has no rhyme or reason. It's not indicative of age or gender. Sometimes women can identify with the woodsy and the vanilla and the spicy fragrances, and sometimes men can identify with the citrus and the florals. It honestly just depends. I think the difference is that my fragrances are very complex. They are really beautiful perfumes. They're not single notes. So the brain really tries to work hard at identifying what the ingredients and what the blends are.
Yeah, I would think, though, Sue, that some people would want to smell food. Like, what might help me regain, if I smelled like a really delicious steak on the barbecue, that might get mm-hmm. me like, oh, you know, and maybe that would reactivate my sense had I lost it. Why not have people smell food smells to get that olfactory sense working again?
You know, I do tell people to go to the supermarkets and to look in the produce section and look at the lemons and the limes and the oranges, the tangerines and the grapefruits. And even by picking them up and smelling them, I call it smelling blind, you know, closing your eyes and trying to identify what those food notes are, because citrus notes are very, very similar. Same thing with fruity notes, you know, peach and nectarine and apricot. There's a similarity, but if people see it, then they can identify it usually much better than if they look at it and sort of identify it blind. But it's the way of trying to connect, as I said, the olfactory bulb to the limbic system. And it's almost as though when they can start to smell, a fog lifts up, the brain kind of clears, and it's just really quite palpable when that sort of little sense of recognition creeps in and you can see the eyes light up.
Yeah, people definitely want to get it back. So listen, let's give your book a quick plug here. Power of Perfume, right?
Yes, The Power of Perfume, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much. And I just really want people to try and realize how important their sense of smell is, because it can really diminish life if you can't go out and enjoy food and you can't enjoy your family and your friends, because everybody wants to socialize around food. And if they can't smell or taste, it becomes really a challenge. So please take care of your sense of smell and honor it every day.
All right. And thank you for helping us also smell the nice spring flowers. Sue Phillips, we thank you.